the latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to create a members-only podcast feed. Transcripts of episodes are a good thing. They increase audience participation, help people find your show, and help people retain information. However, some podcast directories are posting automated transcripts online, which isn't always welcomed by podcasters. In a long-form piece of reporting today, PodNews looks at transcripts, why some podcasters want a bit more control of them, and asks, who'll help fix all this? You'll find it linked in our episode notes and our newsletter, which is where our transcript is every day. The Rodecaster Pro has released version 2.1, which offers a new set of features for their firmware. They've added a master bus compressor, broadcast-style level metering, and multi-track recording can now be achieved post-fader. It's a free download. Inside Podcasting has published an interview with an anonymous insider from Luminary, which is a fascinating read. Pocket Casts has confirmed a report in PodNews that they've been removed from the Apple App Store in China. The company says they were removed by Apple at the request of the Cyberspace Administration of China. We believe podcasting is and should remain an open medium free of government censorship, and as such, we won't be censoring podcast content at their request. Apple Podcasts continues to be available, but only carries selected podcasts in the country. Issue number 4 of Le Pod, a free podcasting magazine in French, is under preparation. 5,000 copies are given away in Paris. It's also available online. If you're keen to promote your podcast or podcasting company, there's a contact form linked to from our episode notes and our newsletter today. Zencastr, a remote podcasting recording tool, has unveiled HD video in a private beta. You can join the queue to test it out by visiting the website. The company also has a swanky new logo. AudioMass looks like a good browser-based audio editor. It's open source. It's just 65k and contains loads of audio effects like compression and reverb, and just works in your browser. It's very clever. TuneIn have added CNN and Bloomberg to their TuneIn Professional commercial-free news lineup. Spreaker has added GeoSavant to their one-click distribution platform. ESPN is to use Megaphone for podcast hosting and dynamic content insertion. And Acast has announced A-Class Queer Voices, a free workshop for queer podcasters on Wednesday, June the 17th. And in podcast news, have you heard George's Podcast has become the first podcast outside of the US to win a Peabody Award? The podcast was an independent production for its first season and was bought by the BBC for season 2. Congratulations as well to the many other winners of the Peabody Awards announced. Waiting on Reparations is new for iHeartRadio, exploring the intersection of public policy and hip-hop music. That's new from them. Also, Citizen Chef, also new from iHeartRadio. And the Practical Futurist podcast interviews our editor, James Cridland. That's me. In its latest episode, I discuss the future of podcasting, Apple and Spotify, and how podcasting is growing. This update from PodNews with help from Memberful. Memberful includes everything you need to run a great membership program, like custom branding, gift subscriptions, Apple Pay, free trials, and tons more. You can find out more at memberful.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.